Yeah, that's right. And unusually this year, the department has rejected payments of late payments. Normally every year there's a large number of late payments and the department accepts them. But this year, I think in an effort to massage the figures of kids getting the availing of school transport and also to lessen the pressure on school transport in terms of social distancing, the department has taken a step now to rule these parents out of time for availing of school transport, and which is having a very serious detrimental effect on them, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of questions that parents had as to whether schools would go ahead and open, I suppose, and also what would be the likelihood of the transport taking place, and the fact that they had already paid for transport and hadn't received a refund for this last year. You know, so there's a lot of factors there, and the department hasn't recognised these at all in allowing parents to make the decision to buy the transport.
Now, we do know that this problem raises its head every year, but given the circumstances and the current pandemic and the financial strain that many parents are under, surely allowances should be made here.
Yeah, well, that's what I would believe. And actually, I don't really think that this problem does raise its head every year, because in the past, parents who are late registering for transport do get transport, and this year they're being turned down, and I think that's different. And, you know, and it is for many parents who have to pay for the transport, it is a big financial burden for them to pay out in the June July period, and that's why they hold off as long as they can to gather up the money to enable them to pay for the transport. You know, so I think that the department does need to take this into account and does need to take account of parents, the difficulty that parents have, because a lot of parents are unemployed this year because of the pandemic, and so they therefore would be slower to pay for transport as well.
But there are surely, you know, shortcomings within the system itself.
There's no doubt about that, and the system is going to be under pressure this year to deal with the COVID-related transport issues and to have social distancing and stuff like that there. But I think this is a false way that the department has used to actually make it look like that they're going to meet the needs of the transport issues, and that they're actually meeting the needs of parents, when I think a lot of parents will be left out.